From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. A special dugout canoe was dedicated in Angoon this week. And it's the first one built in Angoon since the late 1880s, when U.S. military forces attacked and destroyed the village. Students who helped carve the canoe said the project helped them see their own resilience. Master carver Wayne Price and several teenagers are pushing a long wooden canoe on a wheeled platform. It's bright red, and it stands out against the gray, rainy morning. Some of the teens are wearing Crocs, and others are wearing regalia, blue robes with formline fish beaded onto them. Little kids in bright purple and yellow coats are lifted into the canoe and pushed along like they're in a parade float. The view on this day, 140 years ago, was very different. Everything along this waterfront was in flames in 1882 when the U.S. Navy bombed the village, burning their clan houses and food stores, destroying their fleet of canoes, vital for fishing and hunting for food. The Deshiton and Kutznuwu Kwan people were left for the winter with only one boat and no shelter. No one knows for sure how many died that winter. Many of the families in Angoon today are the survivors. The U.S. Navy has never apologized.
I am very, very proud of both my teammates that helped me with the steaming process and as a community. Just proud to finally have this new beginning.
Chagain Kyle Johnson is a high school student in Angoon. He helped carve the new canoe, or yak, for the community. He and five other students fasted for a day when they put the boat to the test, adding hot rocks to it and letting the steam expand the wood into shape. It's called steaming the yak open, and it can often make or break the work.
It's a lot easier to learn about our culture and our traditional ways when it's hands-on, like carving a paddle, for instance.
His mom, Kukish Tla Chinera Johnson, teaches Tlingit in the schools and helped with the canoe project. She says this history shows the resilience of the Kutznuwu Kwan.
We're still here, and our community is thriving, and our students and our children are eager to learn and eager to carry on that part of our culture.
For Kyle, this project has made him hungry to learn more about his culture.
I hope that we start leaning more towards our traditional ways of hunting and gathering and living off the land.
In the spring, the yak will be given a name and launched into the water for the first time, with Kyle and several of his classmates aboard. In Angoon, I'm Yvonne Crumry.